The Unscented Company is definitely without scent, but Unscented Company is much brighter than that. You want to have the less ingredient possible. You want to be transparent. I'm a B Corp certified business. Therefore, I put up front and I put on the shelves products that are minimalist with minimal impact on the environment. So the fact that we have no dye, no color, for me, it's part of my mission. It's part of the values of the company.
Welcome to Mindful Businesses, presented by Sarani, and I'm your host, Vidya Iyer. In our podcast, we bring to you brands which are mindful in their practices and processes. A mindful business adopts and employs sustainable social, economic, and environmental practices. Today we have with us Annie Hulo, founder and CEO of Unscented Co. Start fresh to redefine the notion of clean. Welcome, Annie.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be here.
So what are the key ingredients? So, like, you make all different kinds of soap, but most of them have like few key ingredients, right?
Absolutely. Obviously, it's all plant mineral base ingredients, but we use mainly the coconut oil or any derivative from the coconut. So that's probably the main active ingredients for cleaning in the soaps, in the detergents. So that's pretty much how we start the formulation. But we always try to use not only natural, but that's it, plant mineral base. And we have very, very little synthetic ingredients. But at some point, you know, you need a little bit because we need to make sure that we have a product that is well conserved.
So this is specifically your soap, but in general, what are soaps normally used? They have SLS?
Yes, but SLS, which is the sodium lauryl sulfate, they have sulfate. It is a coconut oil based ingredient. Sulfate has been in the market, has been a bit misunderstood.
Right.
Yes,
right,
there's been misunderstanding about this ingredients, mostly when we say the SLES, because it is coconut oil based, mind you. There's other different ingredients which are not plant-based or completely manufactured in laboratories. But sometimes we have to be careful because when you use ingredients in different soaps, you obviously do not take the raw material. It has to go through a engineering manufacturing system. You take part of the molecule to create your product. So sometimes in the manufacturing, when you overheat, it's like overheating olive oil. If you pass that oil point, that temperature point, you will create byproducts that are very dangerous and they are toxic. So that's when ingredients, they have to be treated and modified carefully under very good control environment. So I'm always very careful of my source and of the way we produce every ingredients.
So where is your manufacturing? Is it in Canada?
Absolutely. Yeah, Montreal-based Canadian company. We have all our manufacturing here in Canada. I have a few manufacturers in Europe. So actually, Red Decker is a supplier of us, and we have somebody else in France. But I would say today that 90% of my suppliers are within 500 kilometers of my head office. So that's part of my objective or my vision of creating a company is making sure that we create an ecosystem locally.
Coming back to the ingredients, you mentioned how you started with cocoa. Coconut oil, right?
Exactly, yes.
Okay. So, and you're saying your SLS comes from the natural cocoa oil and you have to process it in a very controlled fashion to not have the side effects of the other sulfates.
Absolutely. Actually, if you overheat the sulfate, you will create a byproduct, which is called 1,4-dioxane. And that's type of ingredients you don't want to have. So, you know, when you know exactly your formula and you know and control your environment, you create good quality products.
That's so confusing, right? So I've been told to read the labels.
Yes.
But if I read the labels and it said it has SLS, and in my mind, I'm thinking sulfates are not good, it's so confusing. All these nuances that you need to know.
Absolutely. And you know what? The market has been educated upon reading very well nutritious on the food, because it was important. Everything that went into your body was the first thing that people were really aware and learned, and they got informed about just the label of any food product. The second industry that's been not targeted, but that's been looked at, is the cosmetic. So more and more, we will get better at reading cosmetics, getting informed, and also have all the information on the web, because that's where people go get the information, being carefully read through and carefully put. And the third one is all the products around you. And that's where we come in. So all the products, the cleaning products, and what I call the body products, which are not cosmetic, they're not leave-on products. So I have fallen into that category, and we've not reached a point where all the information is accurate. And so we have to be patient a bit. And yes, it's very difficult to try to figure out. It's like any sugar in fruits. In a natural fruit, you will have sugar, but not all sugar is bad. So it's always to be able to read and learn about all the ingredients. I know for myself, I'm allergic to eggplants. Who would be allergic to eggplants? But it is still a natural product. But then again, we have to be careful. I think in every product you manufacture or any produce you do, you have to make sure to know the origin and to know the process, the manufacturing process. So for me, that's very important. And the more we're going to go on and the more we're going to be on the market, better informed the customer will become.
In our earlier episode, we had a natural cosmetics brand, mm-hmm. and she said the list of things permitted as natural, as safe in the US is much, much shorter than what is permitted in Europe. She was comparing to natural products made and sold in America versus a natural product. And so even if it's just any product sold in Europe has a longer list of things which are not permitted. If you compare Canada with US, mm-hmm. is the list similar of permitted and not permitted items?
The way I see it and the way we got Health Canada approval and we are now selling throughout the United States is that I took the EWG, so the Environmental Working Group, I took the Whole Food Eco Rating, and I took what was allowed with Health Canada. So I started with a very strong, how do I say it in English very well, just very limited options on different natural products. Because yes, the government has requests to do new natural products to put on the market daily, and very few gets to be authorized or verified by
approved.
Thank you very much. Or approved. I kind of make sure that if I want to be able to sell to the larger retailers, and for me, I found that Whole Food had the best eco rating, then I started with all of their approved ingredients to start formulating.
So when you talk about Whole Foods, you're talking about the Whole Foods
yes.
grocery chain.
Absolutely. Yes. Whole Food grocery chain.
So you set your standard higher than the government standards, so you would be able to get approved.
Absolutely, absolutely. I don't think the government standards in any, I think California might have a better restriction or better understanding of all the ingredients because they've put the efforts in it. But for us here in Canada or the US in general, we need to restrict quite a bit to make sure that what we have, it's available for both the US, Canadian, and European market.
how do you know so much? Are you a chemist by training? Did you have any background?
No, I actually, I am intolerant to fragrances. So since very earlier on, I started producing my own products for home. So my cleanings, my cosmetic, my body products, my laundry detergent, I would do them at home. So I got to know what was the composition of those products. And eventually when I decided to start a business and offer natural, biodegradable, exclusively unscented, and exclusively without dye, for me, I met a chemist and we went through all of what I wanted and we established the formulas. And from there, you know what? You grow a business with very few products and you get to learn about the industry and you get to go on talks and you get to go in trade shows and you get to learn. And after 10 years in this industry, and with having a chemist on board, I'm interested. I've always been interested in what goes in my product.
And it's interesting. Most people don't think colors are so bad. Permitted food colors.
Yeah, absolutely. I think the unscented company is definitely without scent, but unscented company is much brighter than that. You want to have the less ingredient possible. You want to be transparent. I'm a B Corp certified business. Therefore, I put